lose out.
You think that fathers are just coming like that? It is only those that are sensitive that can be able to carry what is about to rest upon the Enugu state. Enugu is a city set on a hill. Let me tell you, it's in the Bible. A city set on a hill, it cannot be hidden. So if you're in Enugu, you can't be hidden. You cannot. Your ministry cannot be hidden. Your voice can't be hidden. You are a city set on a hill. We're going to lift up our voice and raise up an incense of worship this evening. And we trust God for an angelic traffic this night. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Majestic Lord, a beauty, endless one. Nothing in this world is satisfied. Jesus, you are the God of all royal. Lift up your voice. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? But the Lord, the beauty, endless one. Nothing in this world is satisfied. Can we raise our voice and sing that song?
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth?
Is a question.
Much less love than beauty, endless world. Nothing, nothing in this world.
Your presence, love, your presence
is heaven to me.
I enter the holy of holies. I enter.
Bible says, if the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside, if he's a resident and you are a carrier, that something will happen on the inside. There will be a quickening. There will be a revitalizing. Can you declare it?
You are moving inside of me.
Only the keyboard.
You are moving inside of me.
Everyone declare it.
You are moving inside of me. You are moving inside of me.
That is why the blind can see.
You are moving inside.
That is why the deaf can hear.
You are moving inside.
Can you shout it? You are moving. You are sure. The one that is a custodian of your whole body.
You are moving inside.
You are not empty. Ah.
You are
a carrier. Oh. Hey.
You are moving inside.
I breathe you in. I breathe you out. I breathe you in, Holy Ghost. I breathe you out. I breathe you in, Holy Ghost. I breathe you out. I breathe you in. I breathe. When we study, I breathe you in. When we pray, I breathe you out. When we when you breathe him in your place of prayer, then when you go to the place of work, you breathe him out. When you go to the field, you breathe him out. You breathe him in as you pray. That is why you can stay in your place of study and your tunnels begin to shake. If you are not drinking with, you are drinking the Holy Ghost. I drink you in.
Showing me the path of life.
You are moving inside.
You are showing me the way of life. You are moving
inside.
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 You are moving
inside. You are moving inside.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
You are moving inside.
We are called to be thrown here. Shining like
you are moving inside.
You are moving
inside of me.
Ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay,
yeah.
Ebenezer. Ebenezer is here. My help has come. Ebenezer has come. My help has come. Ebenezer entered my house. My help has come. Ebenezer never knocked. He invaded my territory. My company, Ebenezer invaded my bedroom. I am Ebenezer invaded my kitchen. I am. I want to have fellowship with you. Ebenezer has come. Ebenezer. If Unaya Jesus is born, I'm one of them. If Unaya Jesus, I don't cash a la maro. I'm one of them. If Unaya Jesus, on the Bubu Kamana. Hey, I am one of them. If Unaya Jesus, I don't come my way.
Father, to child,
spirit to spirit, created by your word. He's my bread of life. That's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. There is a bread here. There is a bread here. It's not the bread of human being. It is the bread that gives a mortal man an inspiration, and he becomes an immortal. You will be shocked the kind of germination that will begin to happen in Enugu State. I don't know if you have ever woken up in your compound in the morning and you discover that you don't have a guava tree, but just in the morning waking up, you see a guava in your compound. Something carried it from another territory into your territory. And if you begin to watch it, in few months time it will begin to germinate. Something is germinating in Enugu State. It will look like a seed, but I tell you, God. It looks like a seed, but I tell you, if there is a burning point where the fire never quench, take me in and leave me till I'm consumed by your flames. If there is a burning point where fire never quench, take me in and leave me till I'm consumed.
Yourself in the Holy Ghost. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. Go ahead and lead yourself. He's here. 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 Hallelujah.
Something new. And you shall see it. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Want to pray some prophetic prayers? Let us blast the Holy Ghost for the next 2 minutes. Give that which is looking for expression in your life right now. Lord, we give you praise. Have your way, O God. Do something new. Yes, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Elohim. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say, in the mighty name of Jesus. I am many sweet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let the Lord hear your voice like mighty waters. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Just a prayer point. As I read the book of Revelation chapter 21 from verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city. The new Jerusalem. You can say the new Enugu state. The new eastern state. Coming down from God out of heaven. Prepare as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And he will dwell with the Enugu people, and he will dwell with the Eastern people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4 says, and God shall wipe away. Somebody help me say, wipe away.
Wipe away.
I can't hear you. Wipe away.
Wipe away
every wrong identity.
Every
tears and pain. Say, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, spiritual death, stagnation. Whatever represents death, God will wipe away. Neither sorrow nor cry, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Hey! When Apostle Paul continued with his missionary journey, just as our Father the Lord was speaking yesterday, that what began in Jerusalem proceeded to Antioch. And from Antioch, he moved from city to city, land to land, tribe to tribe. He got to a place called Ephesus. And at Ephesus, he saw the people of Ephesus that they had a destiny under God, which was so spiritual. And if you agree with me, all the writings of Paul, his letter to the book of Ephesus was the most spiritual book. It took him time. He asked for prayers for 14 years before he could receive utterance to put down what he saw to the people of Ephesus. But he encountered something. They were given to idol worship. In fact, they were also given to the discovery of gods, such that when he moved around, he saw that in their city, they reserved a signpost, hoping to discover another God and give that God the center place. And he told them, it is a God who made man of one blood, who appointed their habitation and their times of visitation. And he gave them a secret code that when their time of visitation comes, they ought and supposed to seek after him. Though he, God, not being far away from them, when they seek after him, they will find him, they will touch him, and they will feel him. It's no doubt that God has ordained that this season is a season of visitation. It is a season of visitation that God has ordained in his infinite wisdom to visit this land. But the people who do not know the destiny of God for them can pitch them with other things. Whereas the greatest obsession of God is that he will tabernacle in man. And if you read the book of John chapter 7 verse 38, the tabernacle, the feast of the tabernacle, that was all what Jesus came to do, so that he will bring man back to God. That God will tabernacle in the heart of man. He said, I do not look for a temple that are built with hands, but look for a human temple. And we are the temple by which God is looking out. And if you can only give God half a chance, he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. If you can give God half a chance in our lives, in our families, and in our land, he will wipe away all tears. No matter the tears, he will wipe away. He said, there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Say, for the former things are passed away. No, there are two beginnings, Genesis and Revelation. And of course, God has accomplished his work. At any time you realize and you receive light, you can enter into what God is doing. And this is a reality. Verse 5, as I round up, say, and he that sat upon the throne, he said, behold, I make all things new. We want to pray a prophetic prayer. I don't know the sickness you came in here with. I don't know the challenge your family has been battling with. I don't know the wrong identity Satan has placed upon our land. But this evening, I come with a witness from the Lord to proclaim the word of the Lord. Behold, I make all things new. If you came here with sickness, the power, the word, and the spirit of God is here to transform every negativity to positivity. Say, behold, I make all things new. We'll be lifting up our voice and we'll be proclaiming, oh God, in my life, be it sickness, be it limitation in my family, be it limitation in our land, oh God, according to your word, we open our borders unto you. We open our land unto you. We open our lives unto you. Tabernacle in this land. If you read the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, Jesus came, he was knocking at the door of one of the church. And the church could not let him in. We want to say, oh God, we open up our borders unto you. Oh God, we open up our land unto you. Oh God, we open up our lives unto you. Oh God, we open up our families unto you. Come in, tabernacle. Be our God. Let the old give way. Do something new and cause us to see it in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, lift your voice and begin to pronounce it prophetically. Oh God, something new. Oh God, something new. Let heaven hear your voice. Let heaven hear your voice. Are you here afflicted with sickness? Are you here challenged? Are you here bound? Do something new, God. Kalabaka baka baka baka. Kabaka baka 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 baka. Kabaka baka baka baka. Kalabaka ta. Something new in my life. Something new in my family. Something new in my ministry. Something new in this land. I can hear your prayer. People of God, let the Lord hear your voice. Let the heavens hear your voice. Something new, God. Kabalabaka ta. Kabalabakata, 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 Kabataya, Kabanda Kabakatakataya, Rabambala Sabakwataya, something new,
something new. Let the old give way. Let the old give way. Let the new come. Malabana salaba kwata. Ambalataya. 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 Ambalakabalaba kwataya. Kaya baba sabalakataya. Lord, we call upon you. Lord, we proclaim tonight. Lord, we align with your word. Let the old give way. Let the old give way. Every misfortune, every sickness, every disadvantage, let it give way. We open up unto you, my Father. We open up tonight. We open up every door. Every door. We open up. Somebody lift up your voice. Declare unto yourself. Declare unto your family. Something new. Something new. Something new. Let old pass away. And let the Lord do something new tonight. Abala kwaba kataya. Ambata. Ambata. Kale kaba kwa kataya. Rakwanto. Ataya. Kaye bakataya. Receive a new name. Receive a new identity. Receive a new destiny. Receive a new strength to journey with the Lord. Alabala, alabala. Ambala sabala kwaba kataya. Ayada. 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 Kabala sabakaba kwakataya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Final prayer. Jesus stood and was knocking. And they could not realize that it was the owner of the church. Want to pray and say, Lord, if at all you must do something new in this land, every door that has been shut against you. Jesus came to the grave. He spoke in capital tongues. Ephrata, which means be open. Be open. You are the heirs of the kingdom. You have the right to demand for what God has proposed in eternity. You want to lift your right hand up and proclaim with power. Every gate has been locked against the kingdom of God in this land. We proclaim tonight, Ephrata, be open. Be open. Let the ancient doors be open. Let every gate be open. Let every destiny be open. Hey, be open. 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 Hey, kalakabakwakataya. Alabakwataya. Let every business that has been shut be open. Every life, every destiny, every gate, the north, the south, the east, the west, be thou open by fire. Abala sataya, abala kwala, abala sekataya, abakwata, 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 abakwata. Be open, be open, be open, be open, be open. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Final, I want to proclaim a change of card. Want to change the card upon those gates. Let heaven install his gatekeepers. Let heaven install new gatekeepers. Let men among us be coronated to mount those gates. No more shall a gate be mounted by bears and dark men. A young man made a statement yesterday. Said, we are church people. You are Christians. And I knew exactly what he was saying. Say, them, they are church people. Whereas we are Christians. What the prayer say, Lord, let there be exchange of guards. Let every gate receive an exchange of guards. Let every gate receive an exchange of guards. Why don't pray? Leke pata. Leke pata. We decree today. We decree today an exchange of gatekeepers, an exchange of guards. Let it be done. Let it be written. Let it be sold. Ayapala sakataya. Ayayayayayaya. Ah, rejoice, the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Tell your neighbor you are welcome to grand finale. Hallelujah. Please, ushers, can we move the offering baskets around? Please be quick. Move the offering baskets around. Let's display it online so that the people may cast a seed to the Lord. Hallelujah. It is indeed a new dawn for Enugu State. Hallelujah. This state will not remain the same. The Lord told me that this meeting was going to be a signal of the change of the guards. That is why he is recruiting functionaries. And I want you to know, even though today is a healing service, the recruitment agenda of the Lord has not ended. He is yet here to draw men. And I caution you to position properly, because he will yet draw men tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said that the full extent of this meeting, what will have come down at the end of this meeting, will not be realized over the next 20 years. The voices that will reign in this land, we will trace them back to this gathering in the next 10, 20 years. Hallelujah. And I trust God you will be one of them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and shew unto you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The rise of true witness. Don't get distracted. That's why we gathered. To the intent that the Lord will raise true witnesses. Fake men will be put aside. Impostors who claim to speak for God and do not know God. Their retirement has come. Because men will arise from here. Men who will travel into God. Men who will research God. And then they will come out with utterance to bear witness of that which is inside of God. To the intent that men may be drawn into fellowship with the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. I trust God that he will lay hand upon you. And you will be a true witness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shall we rise on our feet with a clap offering? Can we welcome the ministry of my father, Apostle Aromeo Osai?